There was a wizard. He's got a pointy hat.
I think we should get her out of here, said the Ogod, in a tone of voice that Susan considered was altogether too dramatic. Good idea, she conceded. Let's go. Cat's Eye's boots had snapped their laces. It was as if he'd been pulled upwards so fast they simply couldn't keep up. That worried Medium Dave. So did the smell. There was no smell at all in the rest of the tower, but just here there was a lingering odour of mushrooms. His forehead wrinkled. Medium Dave was a thief and a murderer, and therefore had a highly developed moral sense. He preferred not to steal from poor people, and not only because they never had anything worth stealing. If it was necessary to hurt anyone, he tried to leave wounds that would heal. And when in the course of his activities he had to kill people, then he made some effort to see that they did not suffer much, or at least made as few noises as possible. This whole business was getting on his nerves. Usually, he didn't even notice that he had any. There was a wrongness to everything that grated on his bones, and a pair of boots was all that remained of old Cat's Eye. He drew his sword. Above him, the creeping shadows moved and flowed away. Susan edged up to the entrance to the stairways and peered around into the point of a crossbow.
Now, all of you, step out where I can see you, said Peachy conversationally. And don't touch that sword, lady, you'll probably hurt yourself.
Susan tried to make herself unseen and failed. Usually it was so easy to do that it happened automatically, usually with embarrassing results. She could be idly reading a book while people searched the room for her. But here, despite every effort, she seemed to remain obstinately visible.
You don't own this place, she said, stepping back.
No, but you see this crossbow? I own this crossbow, so you just walk ahead of me, right, and we'll all go and see Mr. Tea Time.
Excuse me, I just want to check something, said Bilious.
To Susan's amazement, he leaned over and touched the point of the arrow.
Yeah. What did you do that for? Said Peachy, stepping back.
I felt it, but of course a certain amount of pain sensation would be part of a normal sensory response, said the Ogod. I warn you, there's a very good chance that I might be immortal.
Yes, but we probably aren't, said Susan.
Immortal, eh? Said Peachy. So if I was to shoot you in the head, you wouldn't die.
I suppose when you put it like that, I do know I feel pain.
Right. You just keep moving, then.
When something happens, said Susan, out of the corner of her mouth, you two try to get downstairs and out, all right. If the worst comes to the worst, the horse will take you out of here.
If something happens, whispered the Ogod.
When? Said Susan.
Behind them, Peachy looked around. He knew he'd feel a lot better when any of the others turned up. It was almost a relief to have prisoners. Out of the corner of her eye, Susan saw something move on the stairs on the opposite side of the shaft. For a moment, she thought she saw several flashes, like metal blades, catching the light. She heard a gasp behind her. The man with the crossbow was standing very still and staring at the opposite stairs.
Oh, no,
he said under his breath.
What is it? Said Susan.
He stared at her.
You can see it too?
The thing like a lot of blades clicking together, said Susan.
Oh, no.
It was only there for a moment, said Susan. It's gone now, she said. Somewhere else, she added.
It's the Scissor Man.
Who's he? Said the Ogod.
No one, snapped Peachy, trying to pull himself together. There's no such thing as the Scissor Man, all right?
Ah, yes. When you were little, did you suck your thumb? Said Susan.
Because the only Scissor Man I know is the one people use to frighten children with.
They said he'd turn up and... Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, said Peachy, prodding her with a crossbow. Kids believe all kinds of crap. But I'm grown up now, right? And I can open beer bottles with other people's teeth and... Oh, gods!
Susan heard the snip-snip. It sounded very close now. Peachy had his eyes shut.
Is there anything behind me?
He quavered. Susan pushed the others aside and waved frantically towards the bottom of the stairs.
No, she said as they hurried away. Is there anything standing on the stairs at all?
No.
Right. If you see that one-eyed bastard, you tell him he can keep the money.
He turned and ran. When Susan turned to go up the stairs, the Scissor Man was there. It wasn't man-shaped. It was something like an ostrich and something like a lizard on its hind legs, but almost entirely like something made out of blades. Every time it moved, 1,000 blades went snip, snip, snip. Its long, silver neck curved, and a head made of shears stared down at her. "You're not looking for me," she said. "You're not my nightmare." The blades tilted this way and that. The scissor man was trying to think. "I remember you came for Twyla," said Susan, stepping forward. "That damn governess had told her what happens to little girls who suck their thumbs, remember?" "Remember the poker?" "I bet you needed a hell of a lot of sharpening afterwards." The creature lowered its head, stepped carefully around her in as polite a way as it could manage, and clanked on down the stairs after Peachy. Susan ran on towards the top of the tower.